He gave me a broad grin and wiggled his eyebrows. For reasons unknown to me, he seemed very proud of himself. "What do you think, Hanky? Ain't that a cute little song? Tell me the truth." I turned my back on him and stared out the window. The guy just didn't take hints. I had nothing to say. Well, I had plenty to say, but it had already been said before, so what was the point? His song wasn't cute, my being sent to dungeon school wasn't funny, and that was about the end of it. Behind my back, he mumbled, "Dumb dog, you got no more class than a bowl of pork and beans." He slipped the gear shift up into first and started to pull out into the road again. But just then, a pickup popped over a hill in front of us. For a moment, it appeared that we would all be killed in a grinding head-on collision. But Slim jerked the wheel to the right and slammed on the brakes. It all happened so suddenly, I wasn't able to set up a good bracing maneuver and went flying into the dashboard. As I picked myself off the floorboard and roasted Slim with an angry glare, he chuckled. "Oops, sorry, Pooch." If he was so sorry, why was he laughing about it? This time, maybe it'd been an accident, but with these cowboys, you never know. Sometimes they slam on the brakes and throw us out of our seats just because they have nothing more constructive to do. They don't seem to know or care that it's very embarrassing when the head of ranch security rams his nose into the dashboard. The pickup we had almost creamed pulled up right beside us and stopped. The lady driver rolled down her window and said, "Sorry, Slim, I didn't see you coming." Slim's jaw dropped. So did mine. We both stared at the lady behind the wheel. She had the prettiest pair of blue eyes I'd ever seen, and her hair was pulled back in a ponytail. Holy smokes, it was... At last, Slim found his voice. "Why, Miss Viola." He realized that he was speaking into a rolled-up window, so he cranked down the glass. "Afternoon, Viola. No, it was my fault. Me and Hank were having a little argument. I sang him a wonderful song, and he was too stubborn to clap and cheer." She leaned her head back and laughed.
"Honestly, Slim? You're the only man I know who sings to his dog."
"Well, I'm fixing to quit if he don't start showing more appreciation. Makes me feel like I'm wasting my talent." She looked at us with her sparkling blue eyes.
"You two are quite a pair."
Then her gaze went past Slim and landed on me.
"Hello, Harry."
For a moment, I forgot to breathe. A wave of warm feelings washed over my face. Have we discussed Miss Viola? She lived with her elderly parents on a ranch 2 or 3 miles below Slim's place. And some people whispered that she and Slim were sweet on each other. I knew the truth. She was actually sweet on me and had to put up with Slim just because the two of us ran around together. And there she was, only 2 feet away from me. Maybe you think I sat there looking simple and counting flies on the wall. Ha! Not me, fellers. I did what any normal, intelligent, red-blooded American dog would have done. I climbed over Slim, launched myself out the window, and somehow managed to execute a perfect landing in Miss Viola's lap.
Ooh!
She gave a yelp of surprise, and Slim growled, "Hank, for crying in the bucket." Well, what did he expect? He was too shy and awkward and dumb to show her the proper devotion, so that left the job for me. In other words, he'd just been shot out of the saddle. Viola and I were together at last. Now we could, well, run off and get married and live everly happy afterly. Happily ever after, let us say. And besides, it had suddenly occurred to me that as long as I was sitting in her fond embrace, Slim couldn't send me off to torture school. Viola would never allow that to happen. I turned to her, looked deeply into her eyes, and beamed her a throbbing gaze that said, "Miss Viola, you would never allow cruel Slim to haul me off to a dungeon, would you?" Maybe she didn't understand my urgent message. And before I could reload and try it again, Slim was already out of his pickup and trying to drag me out of her lap.